Welcome to the SF Jazz Center. My name is Randall Klein. I'm the Executive Artistic Director here, and I want to welcome you all to this 17th week of performances here. Also to Margaret and Charles Charmis for the support of music this week. Thank you for that. I'm going to remind you also, if you've got the cell phones or pagers, does anyone still have pagers? Except doctors. Please turn those off. And kind of refrain from, last night, in fact, I was sitting behind somebody who was taking notes on their cell phone during the performance, or the bright light that shines behind you. So while the theater is designed to be comfortable and intimate, when you just get noticed that it's around you, you know, it's not engaged. How many SF Jazz members do we have here tonight? Good showing. That means a lot of you can become members. As I said, this is the 17th week. We opened here on January 21st, and membership we grew at you within the course of less than a year, from 3,500 to 7,000 members here. So, we've got three more weeks of programming, complete these 20 weeks of our first season. Following that is the San Francisco Jazz Festival, which will run 2 weeks centered here in venues around the neighborhood here. Next week is we're featuring vocalists. The great Diane Reeves will be here for 3 nights, and Tony Bennett will be here for a night over a day, something all across the street. The following week, one of our five resident artistic directors, Miguel Zanon, will be here. Four different performances over 4 nights. And then we close out the season with a poetry festival, which will be curated by Chanel Reed, our poet. So look forward to seeing more of you here many weeks to come. There will be an intermission tonight, which is a great time for those who aren't members to become members at the box office. Also want to remind you that Bela will be signing CDs following the show out in the box office area too. Another time to become a member if you didn't do that. You're allowed to drink in here. There are a couple of us here, so if you want to move around at some point in intermission, you can bring drinks back in. If you do want to have to get a drink during the show, it has to be good between songs, please. So keep the focus here on stage. It's a great honor to introduce Bela Fletcher tonight. He plays the banjo, as I think all of you know by now, and he's explored all aspects of this instrument, taking it back to its African roots. Great collaborations with artists such as Tumani Diabate. He's explored further into classical music as well, too. You'll probably hear a little bit of Bach tonight. He's written a concerto for banjo and has been performing at least for the National Symphony and others. And, of course, he's famous for his work with the Flectones and just an incredible master of this instrument, virtuoso, who's really sort of expanded the vocabulary for this instrument. So please, a warm welcome, Bela Fletcher.
this, but I just have this list of tunes that are, I can't read, by the way. It was right here. Thank you. sometimes. Well, thanks so much for coming out here. I really, really appreciate you guys coming out and subjecting yourself to this experience. I know we're all going to become a lot closer because of it. So a whole evening of esoteric banjo music.
Thank you. what are we going to do?
Tell you about my friend John Hartford. He's a great musician and a real iconic class. Some of you guys know John, but I'm sure a lot of you know John Hartford. Yeah. And for those who don't, John was a master of many trades, or jack of all trades, master of a lot of them too. Played the banjo, he sang, played the fiddle, he danced while he sang, played the fiddle. He drove a steamboat up and down the river, and a fantastic songwriter. And he wrote a song, I guess it was in the 60s, maybe early 70s, maybe some of you know, called Gentle on My Mind. And it was such a huge hit.
Thank you.
This is called a cello banjo. That's from my fantasy of being low. I'm playing some music I learned from, I'll start out with a tune I learned from in Uganda, from a tribe of Jewish Ugandans, believe it or not. It's a beautiful music, and you can check it out on the web if you look around. There's a cool recording of this tribe. I didn't get to go and work with them, but I love the music, and I got to go to Africa and do a trip there, sort of researching some of the roots of the banjo in 2005, I think it was, maybe 6, and I'm going to play some of the music from over there. To
Thank you. Thank you. of them.
Thank you.
Banjo flamenco?
Banjo flamenco. Are you asking for some more? I think that was some. Banjo tablature, which is like
these numbers. So it's like lute tablature, numbers instead of notes. Well, they're notes to me, but so I don't really read music.
So,
but assuming that I did, the band leader made a chart for me, and it was about 8 or 9 pages long. So long it took 3 music stands for you to look at, because you know you couldn't change the pages while it was happening, because I didn't know how to. But I couldn't even read any of it anyway. And not only that, they put me right down front. Like I haven't been there for the rehearsals. They put me down in the very front, like so, on the stool, way down front, right. And I'm just looking out there at all these presidents. Clinton's out there. Al Gore's out there. Colin Powell's out there. So they started bringing on all these people to play and do their songs. And eventually they announced that Tony Bennett was going to come out and sing a song. That sounds exciting. He's got this accompanist named Ralph Sharon, and he's been playing. At that point, he's been playing with him for like 40 years. And I think he was in his high 70s. I think the guy is still alive, actually, in his 90s now. match my music stand all over the floor. So I'm on the floor with my banjo on the floor trying to pull up all of these pieces of paper and get the music stands back up straight, and I look up and I see every living president of the United States walking. So at the end of the gig, they all came up on stage, and Bill Clinton ran up stage directly to me, and he said, "Well, that banjo really brought me back to Arkansas." I think what he was really saying is, "You poor schmuck." That's the worst feeling I ever had, except for this one. How many presidents do we have in the audience? So anyway, which leads me to the fact that the Flecktones recorded a version of the Star Spangled Banner, which probably has nothing to do with me being invited to play for all these presidents, but we did, you know, we were trying to sell out and record something people do. It worked out well for us, actually. We landed a choice spot on, now I don't know how many people here remember that television used to go off the air at a certain point at night. And before it went off the air, they would play the Star Spangled Banner. So we were lucky enough in Nashville, Tennessee, where the Flecktones live, to be the band that they played going off the air. Our version, our really weird version of the Star Spangled Banner. So I'm using all of that to explain that I'm going to play a couple of versions of the Star Spangled Banner that are not normal. Are you with me? Thank you. Rose is the guy who revolutionized the five string banjo and started this style that I play in where you use three finger picks and we all went real fast and figured out this really simple motion that created a lot of speed and built a whole incredible style and really brought the banjo back from the brink of forgottenness after it fell out of the jazz world, after the guitar came and took its place. And I got to know Earl, actually through John Hartford. He introduced me one day in the early 80s, and he lived about a mile from me in Nashville, and he passed away last year at 88 years old. And actually, I was driving on the road between our two houses one day, way too fast, like I sometimes do, and got pulled over by a cop, and he asked me for my license, and he went back and looked at the photo pal, came back out to the car, and he said, "Who's the greatest banjo player in the world?" And I said, "Earl Scruggs." And he said, "That's right. Now, don't drive so fast around here anymore." I swear. Later, I found out it was his nephew. So I'll play a little set of tunes by Earl, and some of these I've changed a little bit, just different keys, and there's a little bit of me in here and there, maybe Andy, but there's a lot of what Earl, these tunes are all by him, or played by him, and here we are.
That's me. do one more thing.
Thanks so much, everybody. You guys are awesome. Thanks for allowing me to do this.
Thank you. What was that? That's mesmerizing.